Chapter 53, Failing to Count the Cost. There are men who do not move wisely. They are anxious to make a large appearance. They think that outward display will give them influence. In their work, they do not first sit down and count the cost, to see whether they are able to finish what they have begun. Thus they show their weakness. They show that they have much to learn in regard to the necessity of moving carefully and guardedly. In their self-confidence they make many mistakes. Thus some have received harm from which they will never recover. This has been the case with several who have felt competent to establish and conduct sanitariums. Failure comes to them, and when they find themselves involved in debt, they ask the Medical Missionary Association to take over the unsuccessful institution and to assume its liabilities. It does harm to the Medical Missionary Association to take over so many bankrupt sanitariums. Let those who have conducted these sanitariums and who have walked in false paths, begin to think sensibly. Let not failure be written upon them. This spoils the courage of good men. Men who might have done well if they had consecrated themselves to God, if they had been willing to work in a humble way, enlarging their business slowly, and refusing to go into debt, have made a failure because they have not worked on right lines. And after getting into difficulty, they have sold out, as men incompetent to manage. They desired relief from financial pressure, and did not stop to think of the after results. Those who help such ones out of difficulty are tempted to bind them with such strong cords in the shape of pledges that ever after they feel that they are bond slaves. They seldom outgrow the reputation of poor management and failure. To those who thus become involved in debt, I am instructed to say, do not give up if you are moving in right lines. Work with all your power to relieve the situation yourselves. Do not throw an embarrassed institution upon an association that is already heavily burdened with debt. It is best for every sanitarium to stand in its own responsibility. Those who have charge of our sanitariums should move guardedly. There are times when they will see little increase. Let them act with wisdom and tact and adaptability. Let them study and practice the instruction Christ gave in regard to building a tower. Forethought is of far more value than afterthought, when a neglect of wise calculation and careful management is plainly seen to result in failure. Managers who are slack, who do not know how to manage, should be separated from the work. Secure the services of men and women who know how to bind about the edges, so that the work shall not revel out. Let all who are connected with our institutions humble themselves before God. Let them ask God to help them to plan so wisely and economically that the institutions will take firm root and will bear fruit to God's glory. Depend not on men. Look to Jesus. Continue instant in prayer and watch unto prayer with thanksgiving. Be sure that you have a close connection with Christ. Debt through overbuilding. Brother, it is not wisdom to become involved in debt. You are a wise man, and do not need this reminder. A debt is a yoke, a binding, galling yoke. It would not be wisdom to purchase another place near Dash. You have been pressed almost beyond measure in the effort to build and equip the sanitarium. It would have been wiser to make the building smaller. I have always thought that it would be best to cut down the building plans still more than they were cut down, and then, when means came in, and if more room was needed, the building could have been enlarged. It would cost much less to furnish a smaller building. Entrapped through miscalculation. If we walk in the counsel of the Lord, we shall have opportunity to purchase for sanitarium purposes, at a reasonable rate, properties on which there already are buildings that can be utilized, and where the grounds are already ornamented by ornamental trees. Many such places have been presented to me. I have been instructed that the liberal offers made on these places should be carefully considered. It may sometimes be necessary, however, to select a site on which no improvements have been made and no buildings erected. In such a case, we must be careful not to select a place which will of necessity require a large outlay of means for improvements. Through lack of experience and miscalculation, we may be entrapped into the incurring of large debts, because the buildings and improvements cost two or three times as much as was estimated. Counting on money only in prospect. The president and the business manager are to work unitedly together. The business manager is to see that the expenditure does not exceed the income. He is to know what there is to depend on, so that the work here shall not be burdened with debt as it is in Battle Creek. The condition of things there need never have existed. It is the result of men not being under God's rule. When men are under God's rule, the work moves harmoniously, but when men of strong temperament, who are not controlled by God, are placed in responsible positions in the work, the cause is imperiled, for their strong temperaments lead them to use money which is only in prospect. Premature enterprises without wide counsel. Special talent is required to start a sanitarium and place it in running order, even though the enterprise be a private one. Before starting out in such an enterprise, our brethren should ask the advice of wise counselors. Must be worked, but it must be worked in the right way. Were enterprises started that would prove a disappointment, were the one who had taken the responsibility of the work upon himself to fail in his enterprise, it would be very difficult to overcome the impression thus made against the truth. Whoever has in view the starting of a sanitarium should consult those of his brethren who carry the burden of the work in fields nigh and afar off. We cannot afford to have any impression made by our medical work in the cities other than that God is our leader and our defense. To our brethren everywhere I am instructed to say, let the enterprises already started in needy fields be considered before new enterprises are begun, else a large burden of debt will be brought upon our people.